Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Larry Hawkins joining us, talking Zelnate in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org. Dr. Larry Hawkins is with Bayer Animal Health. A little over a year ago, Bayer put out a brand new product to deal with BRD, Zelnate. And we asked Dr. Hawkins if he might give us an update on the product.
Well, Zelnate is out there, and you're exactly right. It's been out there about a year. It launched the 1st of August, as you're well aware, a year ago. And so we went through one fall season with it. We've had the opportunity to do some new testing. We've got a new research report out that is now published in the Bovine Practitioner, where we put it in about 5,000 heifers that were high-risk heifers that were auction market derived, hauled into a feed yard, and we split them into groups and randomized them and put them on a study. Bottom line on it, about a 1% improvement in death loss, and death loss is money in everybody's pocket. We have another study where we were able to measure a little bit on animal activity, where the animals were in the pen, and that showed that animals that had Zelnate at treatment time spent more time close to or in the feed bunk. We do not have the feed consumption data with that because it was just a pinpointer system that showed where they were relative to the perimeter of the pen. So we know they were at the bunk, but we don't know what the consumption was from that study. So those two things are exciting. We know there's improvement in death loss.
And Dr. Hawkins says the research also shows fewer lung lesions in cattle taking Zelnate, which is a real plus.
Well, it sure does. And although there's not, there is data in beef cattle, and there's data in the performance of dairy cattle as well. And that translates even way later, a couple years later, to improvement in lactation, the production for the first two lactations in dairy cattle. So there's lots of reasons there to reduce those lung lesions early on. We don't see those. Lots of times we can't eyeball measure the difference in the performance that's there, but certainly the data indicates there is a difference in performance. With the dairy articles that are available out there, we know there's a difference in milk production as well. So whether you're beef or dairy person, we know that there's a difference in performance when Zelnate is used.
Dr. Larry Hawkins, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium, presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.